I think we just have to realize that when we saw the, these kinds of cuts, we saw these kinds of cuts proposed in 2011. And that's when we had a $5 billion deficit at the end of session to solve for. Well, we have $1.65 billion balance now, actually $1.5 billion after the reinsurance bill was effective on Monday. So we have $1.5 billion available in resources and over $2 billion in the next biennium. This is not the kind of budget, these are not the kind of budget bills that we need to see in order to wrap up a compromise by the end of this session. We are seeing bills that are designed to change the starting point for negotiations. These bills do not represent a valid starting point for negotiations. For one thing, for example, the governor's budget proposal included an operating adjustment for all the agencies, and that was designed to maintain current service level. One of the things that happens, if you see no increase in the agency budget, that actually amounts to a cut to the agency because of inflation and other demand and increased costs for release, for legal fees. So the operating budget for all the agencies and all the different bills is there that the governor proposed. Very thoughtful process. We went through this in agonizing detail, as Commissioner Piper can remember, last summer, to really get to the, not a percent, but an actual number, what does each agency need, and also pension costs. So that is one area that we're seeing, simply by not funding the governor's operating adjustment, the amount of cuts in all the agencies. But virtually all the bills have problems with them in terms of either not supporting the governor's operating adjustment or cutting or raiding funds that are already there. That's one of the things that's particularly disappointing is the rating of funds, for example, where we have funds in a particular area and the legislature uses those funds for something else when we don't need to do that with a balance at this time. I can say at this point that there's, that I don't know if I could say all, but there's, I would recommend that the governor veto these bills in their current form. Yeah, I'm generally, you guys know me, I've been around a while and I've talked to a lot of you. I'm a pretty optimistic guy, right? But I'm concerned. I'm concerned that we may not get there on time.